Here we go. Chizik and Chaschidus number 6. Leinish Bilu Nishmas Daniel Sabbath Aliyah Zeshra Levi. Sos for Shema for all Holy Yisrael. This is a Torah from the Rav David Weinberg. Beautiful, beautiful sefer. I highly recommend it. The Birth of the Spoken Word. And he quotes on page 41 an amazing mimer, an amazing entry from the 6th Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayatz. The date of the entry is Thursday, the 14th day of Siva, June 19, 1902. And the Rebbe and his family has been visiting a little village called Sabrinka, a place familiar to him from his youth. And the Rebbe explains how he was going off for a walk, and he got lost in his thoughts. For an hour and a half, I enjoyed this walk, strolling through, sitting in the park, gazing at the sky. And suddenly I heard the voice of my three-year-old daughter, Chana. May she live. And she called me, "Father, Father, Tata, Tata, where are you? Father, Father, answer me." Repeating her call twice and three times. Says the Rebbe, the call interjected me into my thoughts. At that very moment, I've been thinking about my father, the Rebbe Rishab's past discourse, that past Shabbos, when he was giving the difference between that learning Torah and davening. The difference between study of Torah, one's Torah study, and one's observance of mitzvahs, and one's avodas Hashem and tefillah. Says the Rebbe Rishab, the service of Torah mitzvahs draws a susu de la'ila, a divine response comparable to a father's pleasure in his son, who toils in his father's business to increase his father's wealth. The whole point of learning Torah and mitzvot, you want to increase your father's kavod shemayim. You want to increase your father's wealth. But said the Rebbe Rayatz, quoting his father, Rebbe Rashab, the response evoked a prayer is like a father's response to a small child who yearns for him and cries, "Father, Father, answer me." Hearing my own daughter's cries, I sensed to my own self how a child's call of "Father, Father" causes a pleasing of the spirit and awakens an inner delight that is incomparably greater and the pleasure accorded by the older son's most impressive accomplishments. Meaning what can be done with Torah is a beautiful. But that sincere, genuine call in tefillah is beautiful. That sincere, just hug me, call me. And the call continued, said the Rebbe Rayatz, from his daughter. "Father, Father, Tata, Tata, where are you? Father, Father, answer me, hug me." I followed her voice, and she hugged me, and she told me that grandfather, grandmother, and mother were all waiting for me for to have dinner. And at the end of the day, Rav David explains that that's exactly the difference between Torah and tefillah. Torah is amazing. We have to make sure always to bring Kavod Shemayim to increase HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod Shemayim and to increase our Father's wealth. With our most impressive accomplishments, we have to learn, we have to be diligent in our Torah study. But there's a different type of Avodas Hashem, and that's called Tefillah. Of hugging to the Rabbono Shem, of pleading and yearning and crying out to their Father and saying, "Abba, Abba, Father and Father, here we are, Father." Says Rav David, "We have not forgotten how much we need your assistance. We need you, we need you." L'maisel, you want to know what Chizuk and Chassidus is for tefillah, according to Lubavitch? L'mamish, three words. We need you. Shkoich.